special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
FM. And also we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com this afternoon, so we welcome you to a moment of history here. This is the first time that Fort Recovery has ever played in a district championship game. They had never won a district softball tourney game until the other night when they upset Minster 8-6 in eight innings. So a bit of history being made this year by this Fort Recovery group. They're really playing well right now. We're looking forward to a great game this evening between Fort Recovery and Lincoln View. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. Pin or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Moore's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boar's Welding.
Welcome back here at Wapakoneta. Beautiful softball field here at Wapakoneta High School. Rob Weaver here for the broadcast this afternoon. And here's the way these two teams got here. First of all, Lincoln View, a great year going, 21-4 on the season. Fort Recovery has been really hot lately. They are 14-8 on the year. Lincoln View got here by winning their sectional championship game over Parkway by a 7-6 margin. And then they clobbered New Bremen in the district semifinal the other night, 12-2. Fort Recovery, they played on the first night of the tournament, taking on Ridgemont. Fort Recovery winning by a score of 8-2 over Ridgemont. Then the Indians took on Marion Local and won a squeaker, 2-1 in nine innings. And then Fort Recovery went into extra innings in the district semifinal, beating Minster by a score of 8-6 in eight innings. Minster gave up an unearned run in the seventh inning to tie the game, and Fort Recovery able to score two runs in the eighth inning to win. So the winner of this game tonight will move on to the regional, and the regional is way up north for this particular area. We will be going up to Clyde High School. If you have never heard of it, join the crew. I've never heard of it myself. I guess it's up south of Sandusky. Clyde High School is the site of the regional, and that will be they'll be playing next Wednesday in the first round, and then go from there playing on Friday for the championship of the regional, a chance to go to the, I believe it's the Final Four at that particular point in time. We'll be back in a moment here at Wapakoneta. Again, Fort Recovery and Lincoln View battling here for the district championship tonight. We'll return in just a moment.
you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here once again at Wapakoneta, and Ryan Tin, of course, is the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. He is all excited about the game here this evening, that's for sure. Here's the lineup for Fort Recovery, the same as it has been, and why change when you're going well? It's going to be Emma Will leading off for Fort Recovery, playing right field, followed by Chloe Greasy hitting number two, the shortstop. Hitting number three is Sophie Pearson, the first baseman. Hitting fourth is Jackie Holman, the pitcher. Hitting number five, Maddie Guggenbiller, who is the catcher. Hitting number six is Kenzie Garkey, the center fielder. Hitting number seven, Ella Shane, the third baseman. Hitting number eight, Callie Wendell, the second baseman. Hitting number nine, Ava Greasy, the designated player. And then Macy Shinneberry is the flex player playing left field. For the Lincoln View Lancers, it's Michaela Jackman leading off. She'll be coming up here in a moment. And actually, I see Lincoln View is the visiting team today. I'm surprised about that. I thought they'd be the home team, but I guess not. Michaela Jackman is the leadoff batter, followed by Kendall Bollenbacher, who is hitting number two. Bollenbacher is the shortstop. Jackman is the right fielder. Addison Stevens hitting number three, the left fielder. Hitting number four, Taylor Post, the pitcher. Hitting number five, the designated player, Braxton Sherrick. Hitting number six, Andy Webb, who is the center fielder. Zadra King is hitting number seven, the first baseman. Grace Brickner hitting number eight, the catcher. And hitting number nine is Ashlyn Price, the second baseman. So Fort Recovery gets the advantage of being the home team tonight. And I guess the reason I was surprised about that, I thought the lower seed had that advantage all the time, but that's not the case. Fort Recovery is number four seed. Lincoln View is number three seed, yet Fort Recovery is the home team. So, hey, we won't argue about it. We'll take it. Fort Recovery, again, 14-8 on the year. Lincoln View is 21-4. Have a count as Jackie Hooman on the mound. Count of no balls, two strikes to the batter, Michaela Jackman. She is a junior. That's a way high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Beautiful field here at Wapakoneta. Nice place to play. Only thing today, it's a little windy, which could be an advantage for some of the hitters. It is blowing to the outfield. So that's a Maddie Guggenbiller wind out there. That's called strike. As strike two, I guess it's 2-2. So we were incorrect the first time. 2-2 is the count to Michaela Jackman, batting from the left side, left-handed hitter, and she steps out of the box. So timeout is called. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. We appreciate Eric's fine help. We understand the qualifying for the Indy 500 for tomorrow has been moved up to 11 o'clock instead of 12 noon because they're concerned about the weather coming in. So they have moved up qualifying for the Indy 500 to 11 tomorrow morning. We'll have the broadcast on the radio tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. We invite you to tune in for that on PG14 J Country 101. Okay, two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. And Michaela Jackman goes down. First strike out of the game, of course, for Fort Recovery's Jackie Homan. That will bring up Kendall Bollenbacher. Kendall is the shortstop, a senior. She's also batting from the left side. Here's a swing and a foul tip. And two lefties right off the bat here against Jackie Homan, who is a right-handed pitcher. Again, Fort Recovery has Sophie Pearson at first, Callie Wendell at second. Chloe Greasy is over at shortstop. Ella Shane is at third base. Macy Shinneberry is out in left. Here's a ground ball, a nice play. And did they get her? Yep. Nice play by Callie Wendell near the bag at second base. Threw over to first baseman Sophie Pearson for the out. That's recorded 4-3. That's two away, and that'll bring up Addison Stevens. Stevens is a sophomore and plays left field for Lincoln View. Again, Macy Shinneberry's in left. Kenzie Garkey's in center. Emma Will in right. Here's another ground ball. Another successful play by Callie Wendell. Just underhands it over to Sophie Pearson at first, and there's the third out of the inning. A 1-2-3 start for Jackie Homan. What a way to go here. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're at the middle of the first inning. The score, it's Lincoln View, nothing, Fort Recovery coming to bat. We'll be back in a moment.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Well, we have the first batter up in Emma Will, and again, I believe they're going to record that as an error on the second baseman, Ashlyn Price. She didn't field it cleanly, then she threw over and actually hit Emma Will on the foot or on the leg. Here's a swing and a slow roller to the third baseman, throw to first, and she is out. So that went. Chloe Greasy is retired 5-3 for the first out of the inning.
First baseman Sophie Pearson.
And they did rule that as an error a moment ago on the second baseman, allowing Emma Will to get on to first, and now she is down to second. Runner in scoring position here for the Indians, and this brings up Sophie Pearson. Sophie playing first base. She's a junior. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a bounding ball to the shortstop. Can't make a play.
Got it.
Beat it out. Sophie Pearson, infield hit. That took a big bounce up in the air, and that allowed Sophie Pearson to get down the line and beat it out for a single. And that's your first hit of the game for Fort Recovery, and runners at first and third now with only one out. And this brings up Jackie Homan. Here's the pitch. It's low for a ball. I don't know what the record is of Taylor Post, who's on the mound for Lincoln View, but I bet it's pretty good with a record of 21-4 for the team. Fort Recovery 14-8. I'll give you the defensive lineup for Lincoln View in a moment. Here's a swing and right off. It looked like that went off the pitcher. Can they make the play? Yep. The ball ricocheted over to the shortstop, Kendall Bollenbacher. She was able to throw over to Zebra King at first for the out. So Jackie Homan has retired and actually went 1-6-3 for the second out.
Will scored.
And there was a run come home. Yes, Emma Will scored from third base, so that's an RBI for Jackie Homan. It's 1-0. Indians are on top here. And Maddie Guggenbiller at the plate. Misses for a ball. So the Indians take the early lead on a ground out there. 1-0. Coming home to score again. Emma Will, who reached on an error, so that run is unearned as of right now. Well, it's unearned, period. There's a swing and a miss by Maddie Guggenbiller. Again, the wind blowing out, and this is Maddie's day, I'll tell you. She gets that ball up in the air. It's going to go a long way. She hit one out of the park the other night against Minster. Give us our first run of the game on a solo homer. That misses for a ball. Two balls and one strike to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie bats from the right side. She's only a junior, batting in the number five slot here for the Indians. No, that just barely misses for a ball, ball three. On deck is going to be Kenzie Gerke, our center fielder. Of course, Maddie Guggenbiller is the catcher for Fort Recovery. Here comes the pitch. There's a swing and a foul back out of play. One to nothing score. Fort Recovery with the early lead. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com this evening. Here's a swing and a fly ball foul out of play. Out behind the dugout on the right side. That makes a count 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Fort Recovery has a runner in scoring position at second base in the form of Sophie Pearson. Here's a check swing over the pitcher's head, and can they get her? No. She's safe.
Oh, wow.
And the run comes home. Coming home from third base all the way from second was Sophie Pearson. As Lincoln View got caught there, they thought they could get the out at first, and I thought they could too, but it was close. But again, that bounced over the head of the pitcher, and nobody could make the play in time. And Maddie Guggenbiller is on. That's a base hit. Give her an RBI. And that's going to bring up Kenzie Gerke. Going to have a pinch runner here for Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp apparently pinch running here for Maddie Guggenbiller. I suppose you'd rule that an RBI, wouldn't you?
I guess so. She was running the whole way.
Yeah, Sophie Pearson didn't stop. She just kept trucking right around and came home to score the second run of the inning. Here's a base hit out in the left field. That's going to move the pinch runner down to second. And Kenzie Gerke is on at first, and the Indians are really swinging the bat here to start the game.
Third base and number 10.
Runners at first and second with two out. That brings up Ella Shane. She's the third baseman for Fort Recovery. Only a freshman, one of the youngsters on this team. Again, facing Taylor Post of Lincoln View. This is for a ball. Lincoln View has Zebra King at first, Ashlyn Price at second, Kendall Bollenbacher at shortstop, Sydney Fackler is over at third base, Addison Stevens out in left, Andy Webb is in center, swing and a miss for a strike, Michaela Jackman is over in right, Grace Brickner is behind the plate, and again Taylor Post is on the mound for the Lincoln View Lancers, who now trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. There's a swing, and it's going to be to the second baseman. They make the play at first, and that retires the side. Ella Shane goes down 4-3. So, two runs. Total of three hits. There was one error and two runners left on base. What a first inning for Fort Recovery. Congratulations, Lady Indians. Fort Recovery leading 2-0 after one. We'll be back with the second inning in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2344 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Well, here we go to the top of the second inning. Lincoln View at the plate. There's a ground ball. Easily played by Callie Wendell. There's the out. That went 4-3. That's three straight batters in a row that have hit to the second baseman, Callie Wendell, for an out. Four straight outs recorded for Jackie Homan on the mound. And that brings up Braxton Sherrick. She is the second baseman for Lincoln View. I'm sorry, she's the designated player for Lincoln View and is a junior on this team. First pitch is a ball from Jackie Homan. One ball, no strikes. Two runs on three hits, and those two runs are unearned. It's because the first batter of the game got on an error. There's a swing and a foul down the right side. But, hey, we'll take them, unearned or not. Indians leading 2-0 here, trying to make history. Indians have never won a district softball tournament. They had never won a district softball game until the other night when they beat Minster in extra innings. Misses for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Braxton Sherrick, the batter. Here comes Jackie Homan's pitch. That's called a ball. Three balls and a strike here. Jackie needs a strike. She checks her pitches on her armband. Here comes the pitch. And there's a ground ball. Another one to Callie Wendell, and she makes the play again. That is four straight batters who have grounded out to Callie Wendell.
Center fielder, number 16, Andy Webb.
And Jackie Homan has retired the first five batters of the game. That'll bring up Andy Webb. Andy plays center field for Lincoln View, bats from the right side. She is a senior on this team. Kind of a little gal. You'd never guess she was a senior, but she is. Here comes the next pitch from Jackie Homan. Call strike. One ball, one strike is the count. Top of the second inning, Fort Recovery leading 2-0 with two runs in the bottom of the first here in this district championship game. There's one. It's a ball two. Well, a long way to go in this one, that's for sure, but it's a good start for Fort Recovery on both sides, defense and on offense. Here's a swing and a foul off the right side. Indians had three hits in that bottom of the first inning. A single by Sophie Pearson, a single by Maddie Guggenbiller, and a single by Kenzie Garkey. Two balls, two strikes, the count now. Again to Andy Webb, and misses for ball three at a 3-2 count. Homan did not get the win the other night against Minster. She pitched the first six innings, and Sophie Pearson came in relief in the seventh and picked up the victory. There's ball four, and there's the first base runner for Lincoln View. After retiring the first five batters Andy Webb draws a base on balls, and that'll bring up Zadra King.
First baseman, Zadra King.
Zadra King is the center, is the first baseman for Lincoln View. She bats from the left side. This is at least the third left-handed batter they've had. Here's one right back up the middle past Jackie Holman. Bad Jackie couldn't snatch that up. That would have been an out, but it got by her. Pretty well hit ball. There's a single for Zadra King. That'll bring up Grace Brickner. Grace is the catcher for Lincoln View and is only a freshman. Now, I tell you, that's unusual to have only a freshman at the catching position for a 21-4 team. It's saying something for her talents. She bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Call strike. Runners at first and second now with two outs for Lincoln View here in the second inning. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. That was actually a high fastball, and Grace Brickner couldn't lay back. So she was helping Jackie Holman out there. 0-2 count now. We're at Wapakoneta District Championship game in softball, Fort Recovery and Lincoln View. Check swing is a ball. Now they're going to check with the base umpire, and they say she's safe. I think Fort Recovery thought she might have gone around, but that's not the case. Grace Brickner, the batter, it's a 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. That's high and a swing and a foul back. Went after a high pitch and able to foul it off. Stay alive to make it still 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The top of the second inning here at Wapakoneta. Just a beautiful day, a beautiful field to play softball. There's the ball. Ball two, 2-2. Welcome all you folks who are listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well this afternoon. Nice to have you tuned in. Here comes the next pitch. That's a ball. Ball three, 3-2. Jackie needs to get a good pitch here. Grace Brickner, the batter. Again, only a freshman. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled at the plate. Stays alive. Looked like a pretty good pitch from Jackie Holman. Very breezy afternoon. Wind is blowing straight away here at Wapakoneta. Anybody can get a high fly ball up in the air. It's going to travel a ways. Could cause the outfielders some problems as well. Here's a ground ball picked up by Ella Shane. She bobbles it and can't make the play. Air on Ella Shane. And that could open the door for Lincoln View. That loads the bases. E5 allows Grace Brickner to reach. So we have runners at first, second, and third. They're packed up. This will bring up Ashlyn Price.
Courtesy runner will be number two, Allie Miller.
Going to use Allie Miller for a courtesy runner. She goes down to first base, replacing Grace Brickner. Okay, Jackie Holman has some yeoman's work to do here. Bases are loaded, two outs. She got the first two batters in this inning, and now three straight batters have reached a bounding ball. Callie Wendell makes the play, throws to first. She's out at first base. Oh, how's that close? Callie Wendell makes the play to first baseman Sophie Pearson and retires the side. Wow, that was very, very close. They would have got at least one run on that. So Ashlyn Price is retired 4-3. And the last six outs for Lincoln View have all been 4-3. Callie Wendell to Sophie Pearson. We're at the middle of the second inning. Fort Recovery survives that threat. It's Fort Recovery 2 and Lincoln View nothing.
Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boars Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boars Welding.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Stepping in is Callie Wendell, who's done a yeoman's work in the field at second base today. And it's two balls and no strikes to her to start the bottom of the second inning. Callie's only a sophomore. Where's number one on our uniform? Here's the pitch. There's a swing. It loops into right, but the right fielder's there to make the play. But Kayla Jackman hauls it in right field.
The mayor, designated hitter number 12, Ava Greasy.
One away. Ava Greasy steps in now. Ava is the designated player, bats from the right side. She is hitting basically for Macy Shinneberry, who is the left fielder. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Again, your pitcher for Lincoln View, Taylor Post. Lincoln View, a very flashy 21-4 record, and they annihilated New Bremen in five innings the other night by a 12-2 margin. Fort Recovery squeaked past Minster in eight innings, 8-6. This is for a ball. One ball, one strike. It's a beautiful field here. They have taken outstanding care of this field. There's a swing and a base hit. Got by the third baseman down the line. And it's going to be a single for Ava Greasy. Greasy on at first base, and that'll bring up Macy Shinneberry. Shinneberry is playing left field. She's a senior on this team, going through graduation on Sunday. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting the graduation Sunday at 2 o'clock at 100.9 on your FM dial. We invite you to tune in for the broadcast. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Batter here now is actually Emma Will, the leadoff batter. Emma Will, the batter. She reached on an error back in the first inning and scored an unearned run. There's a swing and a miss. Was an error on the second baseman at the time. Emma Will, your batter. She is only a freshman. Here's the pitch. Swing and over the head of the pitcher and a base hit out into center. And we've got two on here. Emma Will singles right over the pitcher's head to center field. That moves Ava Greasy down to second. That'll bring up Chloe Greasy. Indians trying to get some insurance runs here. Going to be tough to hold Lincoln View without any runs, that's for sure. Chloe Greasy steps in. She grounded out to the third baseman, Sydney Fackler, back in the first. 0 for 1 today. Chloe plays the shortstop position for Fort Recovery, wears number 86 on her uniform. Here's a swing and a foul. If whoever wins here, somebody's going to win this. They're going to go to the regional at Clay High School next Wednesday. Misses for a ball. Or I'm sorry, is it Clyde High School? Clyde High School, that's where it's at. Here's a swing and a foul off the left side. And the opponent is already determined. The opponent is Mohawk in that game. They played the other night. Actually, I think they played last night. Yes, Sycamore Mohawk, yep. There's a ground ball. The second baseman makes the play over to first for the outs.
Leading into the bottom of the second. No runs, two hits.
No runs, two hits. And the score remains 2-0. Fort Recovery with a lead here as we head to the third inning at the Wapakoneta District.
Did I score this wrong? Because I...
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Wapakoneta.
73.
What happened there to end that inning was a double play a moment ago. Chloe Agrizi lined out to the second baseman, Ashlyn Price, who then caught the runner off at first base, who was Emma Will, and she was the third out of the inning. So that was a, in case you missed that, I didn't really tell you what happened. It was a double play there to end the inning. So we move to the third inning, and there's a base hit up the middle. Well hit ball.
Runner, shortstop number 44, Kendall Bullenmacher.
That was Michaela Jackman who singles up the middle to start the third inning. She is 1-for-2 on the day now. That'll bring up Kendall Bullenmacher. Kendall is the shortstop for Lincoln View. That's from the left side. And a stolen base there. Fort Recovery was expecting a bunt, and the I don't think she might have just missed it, and the runner able to advance to second base anyway. So they don't have to use Kendall Bullenmacher as a sacrifice. Now she can hit away. There's a call strike. No balls and two strikes. Well, that shows you the respect that Lincoln View has for Fort Recovery trying to manufacture a run here in the third inning, trailing 2-0. Jackie Homan wheels and deals. This is for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So Michaela Jackman is down at second base now. Potential first run of the game for Lincoln View. They trail 2-0. Indians got two unearned runs in the first inning. There's one right to Sophie Pearson. Bobbles it, picks it up, and the run's going to score. And they ruled that she was safe at first. I think that's going to be E3. E3 allows Kendall Bullenmacher to reach first base. Sophie Pearson bobbled it, trying to field it there right at the bag. And that allowed the runner to come all the way around to home and score. Michaela Jackman makes it 2-1 now. Fort Recovery's lead has been carved in half. And still nobody out. There's a base hit out into right field past Callie Wendell. And that's going to advance the runner to third. And now on the throw, Addison Stevens goes to second base. Addison Stevens comes up with a single. And on the throw, she goes to second base. Kendall Bullenmacher went all the way over to third. And now Lincoln View has the lead runner at second with nobody out here in the third inning. This is not looking good for Jackie Homan and the Lady Indians. And the heart of the order is up here. Taylor Post is the batter. She is the number four hitter. Last time up, she grounded out to Callie Wendell at second base. Homan set the pitch. It's no balls, one strike. And here's a swing and a foul back. It's 0-2. Well, Jackie got off to a good start here on Post. See if she can finish her off. Strikeout here would be great. It's going to be tough to do, though, against the number four hitter. 2-1 lead, but boy, it's very precarious right now. Here's the pitch. Misses for a ball outside. One ball and two strikes. Indians had something going in the last inning, but a double play took them out of it there. It's high for a ball. Fort Recovery had three hits in the first inning, and they had two hits in the second inning. There's a little looper base hit out into right center. Center fielder Kinsey Garkey fields it. That's going to score a run. And going to second base on the throw is Taylor Post. And Lincoln View has taken the lead. A two-run single by Taylor Post to right center out to Kinsey Garkey. It's two RBIs. Makes it 3-2. And Coach Ryan Tin calls time. He wants to settle down the team. We'll be back right after this.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Official scorekeeper ruled an error there on that last play by Fort Recovery, allowing the runner to advance to second base. Here's a swing and a fly ball to Kinsey Garkey. Makes the play. Throw to third. Get her. Nope, it's almost over the head of Ella Shane, but Ella goes back and gets it. But it does allow the runner to advance to third base.
Number 16, center fielder Andy Ware.
So Braxton Sherrick flies out to Kinsey Garkey. That is only the first out of the inning. Do you rule that as a sacrifice fly when the runner advances like that?
Not usually, unless it's fly.
That would be my guess. Stepping in now is Andy Webb. She walked last time up. Boy, what a disappointing inning here. Three runs in for Lincoln View and only one away. And a runner at third, a chance for a fourth run to come home. Here's a base hit, and there's the fourth run. RBI single out in the center field by Andy Webb.
For the Lancers, the batter, first baseman number 8, Andrea King.
That brought home Taylor Post. And here's Zadra King coming to the plate. She singled last time up. She's another left-handed hitter for Lincoln View. 4-2 score. There's a swing, a pop-up. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Takes a bad bounce away from the baseline. And so that puts runners at first and second now. Gives Zadra King a single. Here's Grace Brickner coming to the plate. Four runs are in here in the third inning for Lincoln View. They have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits now against Jackie Homan in this inning. This has not been a happy inning. Misses for a ball. Your batter now, Grace Brickner. She's the catcher. She reached on an error the last time up. but did not score back in the second inning. There's a bounding ball to Callie Wendell. Makes the play, and there's the throw. And no, actually, it was Chloe Greasy who made the throw. And
called to say second, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, they tried a double play there, and they did get the runner at first base. The runner at second, though, is safe, and they advance the runner to third. So Grace Brickner is retired there. 4-6-3 for an out, second out. And this will bring up Ashlyn Price. We need to get out of this inning and get out of it now. Indians trail 4-2 here in the top of the third inning. Long way to go in this game, but this has been a discouraging inning here. Here's Homan's pitch. It's called a strike. Ashlyn Price is the second baseman for the Lincoln View Lancers. Again, their record's a flashy 21-4 on the year. Jackie Homan pitches again and swings and a foul back. It's a small world. Ran into Tom Hunter here a moment ago, who was the former athletic director here at Wapakoneta. And he told me that he was Randy Poole's college roommate. So I bet he could tell us some Randy Poole stories for those of you in the Portland area listening in. There's a swing and a foul off the right side. And also Bertha Bupp was some of his relation who lived in Jay County as well. So I had an interesting conversation. Small world. Your batter here, Ashlyn Price, swings and smashes it down the right field line past the coach in the box. 4 runs on 6 hits for Lincoln View. 2 runs, 5 hits for the Indians. Indians have committed 3 errors here in the game, 2 in this inning. Here comes the next pitch. Strike 3, and we get out of the inning, finally.
For the Lancers,
finally.
Top of the third, 4 runs, 5 hits.
4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and 2 left on. What a disastrous inning there for Fort Recovery, but it could have been worse. At the middle of the third inning, it's Fort Recovery trailing Lincoln View by a score of 4-2. We'll be back in just a moment.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Here we go with the third inning for Fort Recovery. Need to have some runs here to get back in the game. We trail 4-2 now. Coming to the plate will be Sophie Pearson, Jackie Homan, and Maddie Guggenbiller. This is the heart of the order. So if anybody can get something done here, these guys can. There's a 2-ball, 1-strike count to Sophie Pearson. Pearson singled and scored back in the first inning. Was an unearned run, but again, we'll take it. Here's a swing, a fly ball out into right, but the actually it was shallow right because the second baseman, Ashlyn Price, able to go over and make the play on the pop-up, one away. Here's Jackie Holman now. Jackie grounded out back in the second inning. Hit one off the pitcher's mitt to the shortstop and then over to first base for the out. So 0 for 1 today for Jackie. She had a very difficult third inning here in the top of this inning, pitching to Lincoln View. Here's the pitch. There's a call strike on the inside corner. One ball, one strike now. Again, Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. This is for a ball. Following this broadcast, we'll go to the Reds game in Toronto tonight. It'll be starting a little after 7 o'clock. Misses for a ball. Actually, this game, for being 4-2, has moved along pretty quickly here. Again, another beautiful day at Wapakoneta. There's a swing, a pop-up, and nobody can get to it, and it goes foul. Actually bounced in fair territory, but then bounced over to the foul side. So foul ball there, and the count is now 3-2. Jackie Holman, your batter. Again, Maddie Guggenbiller's on deck. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a pop-up foul out of play. This again, Zadra King is the first baseman. Ashlyn Price is at second. Kendall Bollenbacher is the shortstop. Sydney Fackler is over at third. Addison Stevens in left. Andy Webb in center. Michaela Jackman in right. Grace Brickner is behind the plate. Taylor Post on the mound. Here's a pop-up, and the third baseman can't get there in foul territory. So Jackie Holman stays alive again. 3-2 count remains. Holman comes back to get her bat. Here comes the pitch from Taylor Post. Ground ball, shortstop backhands it, makes the throw. I think she got her. Yeah, excellent play by Kendall Bollenbacher. Had to go towards third, backhanded the ball, then made the throw to retire Jackie Holman. 6-3 in the scorebook, 2 away, and that'll bring up Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie looking for her second hit tonight. She had a single and drove in a run back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Call strike. Maddie homered in the game the other night against Minster, and also I think she had a single as well, so she had two hits in that game. Swing and a miss, strike two. Indians trailing 4-2. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Indians are the home team today. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got by the catcher. Here's the throw to first. They can't get her. She's on at first base.
Batter, center fielder, number 13, Kenzie Durkee.
So Maddie Guggenbiller actually struck out there, but the catcher could not retrieve the ball and throw to first base in time. And Maddie makes it to first safely, and she is on with two outs, and that'll bring up Kenzie Garkey. Now let's see if the Indians can take advantage of this opportunity. Another gift from the opponent there. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a ball off the mitt of the third baseman, picked up by the shortstop. Can't get her. Single for Kenzie Garkey.
Now batting third baseman, number 10, Ella Shane.
Pinch runner goes down to second. Ella Shane will be the batter now with runners at first and second and two outs. Come on, Ella. Ella grounded out to the second baseman to end the inning back in the first. Here's a swing. Another ball to the second baseman. Should be an out. And it is. Ella Shane grounds out to the second baseman, Ashlyn Price, for the second time today. And that is the third out of the inning. Indians come up with no runs on one base hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We are at the end of three. It's Lincoln View leading our Indians in the district championship game 4-2.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Moore's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boar's Welding.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, we move to the top of the fourth inning now, and a new pitcher for Fort Recovery, Sophie Pearson, comes in to pitch for the Lady Indians, replacing starter Jackie Homan. And Homan goes over to first base, so the two just flip-flop their positions. Sophie Pearson came in the other night and had two excellent innings of relief in the win over Minster. First batter here for Lincoln View is... It'll be Michaela Jackman, the leadoff batter. She struck out and singled, 1-for-2 today. There's a swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike to count to Michaela Jackman. Again, Sophie Pearson on the mound for the Lady Indians. There's a swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Top of the fourth inning. Fort Recovery got two in the first, and Lincoln View got four in the third. 4-2 the score. Indians had a rough third inning, that was for sure. Misses for a ball. Lincoln, you got five hits off Jackie Homan in that third inning. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Michaela Jackman goes down. Here's Kendall Bollenbacher. She grounded out to Callie Wendell back in the first. And reached on an error in the third and scored. No, sorry, I need that. Here's the next pitch. Call a strike. Pretty low, but they called it a strike. Kendall Bollenbacher wears the same number as Maddie Guggenbilder, number 44. She is a left-handed hitter. There's ball one, one ball, one strike. Fort Recovery, two runs on six hits. Lincoln View, four runs on six hits. Indians have committed three errors, though, which helped Lincoln View in that four-run inning. I'm not sure how many earned runs there were in that inning, if any. Did you figure it up? Two? Two earned runs? Four recoveries, two runs they got in the first are unearned. Swing and a miss. Nice job by Sophie Pearson. She got some awards today in the high school awards ceremony at Fort Recovery. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting the Fort Recovery commencement on Sunday at 2 o'clock at 100.9 on your FM dial. There's a pop-up, and Guggenbiller can't make the play. Doggone it. Had a good opportunity. Was really actually out in front of her. And again, it's pretty windy today, and I think that might have contributed to the fact that she couldn't catch that ball. Two balls, two strikes now to Kendall Bollenbacher. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two strikeouts for Sophie Pearson.
The answer's the matter. Left fielder number 23, Addison Stevens.
Jackie Homan had two strikeouts in her three innings. The first batter she faced in the first and the last batter she faced in the third. That was all that Jackie had in the strikeouts tonight. There's a call strike to the next batter, who is Addison Stevens. Stevens grounded out to Callie Wendell in the first inning and singled and scored in the third inning. A smash right past Sophie Pearson and a play by Callie Wendell, but oh, they got her! I didn't think there was any way that she was going to be able to get her. Callie Wendell throwing over to first baseman Jackie Homan. And Addison Stevens is nipped at the bag. Nice play by Callie. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. A 1-2-3 inning for Sophie Pearson. We are at the middle of the fourth. Indians need some runs, trailing 4-2.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Callie Wendell is the first batter here for Fort Recovery. Our second baseman swings and pops it up, should be caught. And, oh, kind of a mix-up there between the pitcher and the first baseman, but Taylor Post ends up hauling it in for the outs. So Callie Wendell pops up to the pitcher for one away. Again, a reminder, they have moved the qualifying for the Indy 500 to 11 o'clock tomorrow due to a threat of rain instead of 12 noon. And we'll have that qualifying on the radio for you starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. is a swing and a miss. Batter is Ava Greasy. Ava had a single back in the second inning. Unfortunately, was stranded on the bag. There's a ball one. One ball, one strike. Wapakoneta, the home of the Redskins. Terrific softball diamond they have here. There's a swing, slow roller foul. Ava will come back. She's the designated player. She's hitting for Macy Shinneberry, who is the left fielder for Fort Recovery. The Indians trying to win their first ever district championship. They trail, though, 4-2 at the moment. Bottom of the fourth inning. Still a lot of ways to go here. This is for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Strike three. Watch that one go by. And Ava Greasy goes down. Two away, and that'll bring up the top of the order. Emma Will.
Number nine, right fielder, Emma Will.
Will so far today reached on an error and scored in the first and had a single in the second. So she is 1-for-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, strike one. Emma plays right field, which is number nine in the scorebook. She is a freshman, which is number nine, and she wears number nine on her uniform. There's a swing and a foul off the right side. Again, welcome to those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com today. Glad you could tune in for the broadcast. That's high for a ball. Thank you. 4-2 score, Lincoln View leading. Here's a swing and a ball that the second baseman makes the play. And they say she's safe at first. She beat it out. A little confusion there between the second baseman and the first baseman. They both went for the ball. And the first baseman, Zadra King, had to come back over and try to tag the bag. And she couldn't get it. That's ruled as a base hit for Emma Will. That will bring up Chloe Greasy. And Lincoln View calls time to talk things over. We'll be back right after this. Fort Recovery trailing 4-2, but maybe, just maybe, something going here.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Now conference is over on the mound. On at first base for Fort Recovery's Emma Will with two outs. Chloe Greasy is at the plate. Steps in for the first time to face Taylor Post, the Lincoln View pitcher. There's a swing and a smash to left field, a base hit. Runners at first and second, and the runner's going to third, and she is safe at third. It was close. Emma Will barely got in there.
For the Indians, the
batter. Boy, I don't know about that. Trailing by two runs and with two outs. I don't know if I would have tried that or not. But, hey, she made it happen. Give Chloe Greasy a single. And she moves down to second base on the throw to third base. So that was a big play by Emma Will. It tie runs at second base now. And here's Sophie Pearson. This is high for a ball. Sophie Pearson, a chance to tie up this game with a base hit. Two are out here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Indians. There's a drive to center field. It's going to fall in there, is it? No, the center fielder's there. Andy Webb to make the play, and that ends the threat. Doggone it. Sophie Pearson flying out to center field for the third out. Two runners are left on base. No runs on two base hits. There were no errors, and two runners were left on. We are at the end of four. Indians still trail Lincoln View 4-2.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Back here at Wapakoneta. Again, a 4-2 score. We move to the fifth inning. Said hi to Isaac Lefevre. He's the PA announcer for Fort Recovery Baseball and Softball at the home games. He's looking forward to working from the new press box next season at the Fort Recovery Baseball Softball Complex, named after his grandparents. Here comes the pitch from Sophie Pearson. Misses for a ball.
Thank you.
Yeah, the new complex is set to open in the spring of 2023. Should be fantastic. Misses high for a ball. First batter up here is for Lincoln View is Taylor Post, the pitcher. Hitting from the right side. Two balls, no strikes. There's a swing and a miss. Might have took a fishing pole after that one, but we'll take the strike call. Two balls and one strike. After Post, it'll be Braxton Sherrick and then Andy Webb. The number 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Lincoln View. Just misses low for ball 3. And we do not want to give Lincoln View any more openings here. Trailing by 2 runs to this fine team. Lincoln View is 21-4 on the year. They just skipped by Parkway in the championship game of the sectional by 1 run. I believe it was 7-6. There's ball 4. Taylor Post walks to start the inning. Here's Braxton Sherrick. Today, she grounded out to Callie Wendell and flied out to center, 0-2 on the day. Hitting from this number 5 position, she is the designated player. Swing and a miss for strike 1. Next pitch from Sophie Pearson in relief. In relief of Jackie Homan. This is Homan's game to lose. She's given up. She gave up all 4 of the runs in the third inning. Fort Recovery trailing 4-2. Here comes the next pitch from Sophie Pearson. Swing and a little pop-up foul off the right side. Again, your batter, Braxton Sherrick, designated player. She is a junior on this Lincoln View team. Fort Recovery, 14-8 on the year. Lincoln View, 21-4. There's call, strike 3.
Or the Lancers, the batter, center fielder number 16.
In 2 1/3 innings of pitching, that's 3 strikeouts for Sophie Pearson so far. Brings up Andy Webb. She walked and singled, drove in a run of one of the four runs back in the second inning, or the third inning. There's a call strike, or maybe a swing and a miss, actually. We're at the Wapakoneta championship game of the district tourney. Fort Recovery has never played in a district championship game before in the history of Fort Recovery softball. That win we had the other night against Minster, the first ever win for Fort Recovery softball in the district. They're trying to do something else tonight, become the first district champions in the history of Fort Recovery High School in softball. Right now, they're trailing 4-2. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Andy Webb, your batter now. Misses for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Andy is the center fielder for Lincoln View. She is a senior. They only have three seniors in the starting lineup. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a foul off the right side. Their pitcher, Taylor Post, is only a sophomore. Kendall Bollenbacher is a senior. Zadra King is a senior. And again, Andy Webb is a senior. And they actually have two freshmen and two sophomores in their lineup as well. There's ball three, 3-2 count. Sophie Pearson on the mound for the Indians. Lincoln View has a runner at first base with only one out. Come on, Sophie, get this strikeout right here. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it's a pop-up to Callie Wendell at second, and they caught the runner off at first for a double play. Well, Lincoln View did the same thing to Fort Recovery earlier in the game. There's the double play. Andy Webb pops up to the second baseman, Callie Wendell, for out number two. The runner at first base got off first base too far, and she is retired as Callie Wendell pegged over to Jackie Homan at first for the out there. So we are at the middle of the fifth inning. The score, it's Lincoln View 4, Fort Recovery 2. We'll be back in a moment.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
First batter up for Fort Recovery, Jackie Homan hits a double, and she's down at second base. That is Jackie's first hit of the night, and that came at the perfect time. Thanks to one of my loyal listeners, I got the explanation about why Fort Recovery is the home team tonight, because they were in the bracket with the number one seed, Minster. So that bracket got the home seed designation for today's game. So that's why we're the home team, even though we're a lower seed, however you want to say it. Lincoln View's the number three seed, and we're the number four seed in the tourney. But because Fort Recovery was in the Minster bracket, Minster being the number one seed, we are the home team tonight. Here's a pop-up, and it's going to be caught by the first baseman. Racing over to make the play was Zadra King. Maddie Guggenbiller. That one hurts. Pops up into foul territory to Zadra King, and that'll bring up Kenzie Garkey. Maddie's bat's a big bat, and the wind blowing her way today, but she hasn't been able to get it up in the air. This is for a ball one to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey has singled twice today, 2 for 2 at the plate. Here's the pitch. And that's ball two. After Kinsey, it'll be Ella Shane coming to bat. Indians need 2 runs to tie. They trail 4-2. Here's a bunt attempt. Foul ball. Fouled down the third baseline. Quickly grabbed by Sydney Fackler. Trying to move Jackie Homan over to third base. 2 balls and 1 strike to count now. Kinsey Garkey is only a sophomore. Here's a swing and a fly ball down the left field line. It's going to be caught by the left fielder for the out, Addison Stevens. And Jackie Homan will have to hold at second base. Let's not waste Jackie Homan's double there down at the second base. Here's Ella Shane. Come on, Ella. Bring her home. Ella's 0 for 2 today, so she's overdue. Third baseman for Fort Recovery. Swing and a pop-up out into shallow right center. It's a base hit, and there's a run. It's 4-3. Ella Shane comes through with a big hit for the Indians. Gets an RBI out of that one. Drives home Jackie Homan from second base, and we've got ourselves a 1-run game here in the bottom of the fifth. Callie Wendell is now the batter for Fort Recovery. Little pop-up single out into right center. There's one to the shortstop. Should make the play. And they don't. They do not make the play. The shortstop had a clean pickup. I think the second baseman was slow getting over there. And they could not make connections. So down to first base goes Callie Wendell. And that is ruled as an error on the play.
Looks like Buff is pinch running at second.
So Callie Wendell reaches on the fielder's choice, or on the air, actually. And Ava Greasy at the plate now. And who's the pinch runner?
Buff, I think, number 4.
Audra Buff, apparently, is the pinch runner down at second base. There's your tie run. There's a swing and a foul off the right side. Ava Greasy, the batter. She singled and struck out 1 for 2 today. One more hit. We've got ourselves a tie game. 4-3. Indians trailing by 1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Mitches for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Taylor Post has gone all the way for the Lincoln View Lancers. There's a swing and a slow roller to the shortstop. Here's the throw. Oh, just barely got her at first base, and that ends the inning. Ava Greasy's retired 6-3 for the third out. 1 run, 2 hits. 1 error. 2 runners were left on, but we're one run closer, I should say. As the score is now Fort Recovery trailing Lincoln View, we head to the sixth. It's 4-3.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Moore's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
back here at Wapakoneta High School, beautiful softball diamond. They do a terrific job of getting this diamond in shape. As it's 4-3 into the top of the sixth inning, Sophie Pearson remains on the mound in relief of starter Jackie Homan. One ball, no strikes. Swinging a pop-up, third baseman has it. Ella Shane gets it for the outs. And that retires Zadra King. Popping up to Ella Shane at third base. One away, and that'll bring up Grace Brickner. She reached on an error back in the second inning, which did not hurt the Indians at that point in time. And then she hit into a double play. Nope, not a double play. She grounded out in the third inning. One away here in the top of the sixth. Indians need an extra run somewhere to get this game tied up. Trailing 4-3. There's a pitch for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Sophie Pearson in relief. She came in the fourth inning. Jackie Homan pitched the first three, and after Jackie had a very rough third inning, giving up five hits, Coach Ryan Tinn took her out. There's a ball. Ball three. Not a good start here to this batter, Grace Brickner. And she's the number eight batter in the order as well. So just get it across the plate here, Sophie. Here comes the pitch. There's a call strike. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. And FortRecoveryRadio.com today. Glad to have you FortRecoveryRadio.com listeners on board. We're still in this game, only trailing by one, 4-3, top of the sixth. There's a swing and a ground ball picked up by the first baseman, Jackie Homan, races to the bag and tags her out unassisted. Two away. Grace Brickner grounding out to the first baseman, Jackie Homan. That'll bring up Ashlyn Price. She is 0-2 today, grounded out to Callie Wendell and struck out in the third inning to end that disastrous inning for Fort Recovery. It's where Lincoln View scored all four of their runs. There's a ball. Callie Wendell's been busy at second base today. She has six putouts at second base. Right back to Sophie Pearson, knocks it down, throws to first. They got her just barely. As Sophie Pearson able to knock it down, pick it back up, throw to first baseman Jackie Homan, and the side is retired. No hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left. We are at the middle of the sixth inning. Fort Recovery trailing 4-3 to Lincoln View.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Lincoln View makes a pitching change here. They moved Sidney Fackler, the third baseman, to the mound, and Taylor Post goes from the mound to third base. Our first batter here in the sixth inning, trailing 4-3. Again, Lincoln View in the lead. Emma Will step in. She is 2-for-3 today, having singled twice and reached on an error and scored. Here's a swing at a high pitch, a fly ball out into shallow right. Second baseman Ashlyn Price goes back to make the play for the out. That was really a bad pitch to swing at. It was a high pitch, and Emma just couldn't really get a good connection with it. So she is out, popping up to the second baseman for the first out. That'll bring up Chloe Greasy. Chloe today, 1 out of 3. Grounded out twice and singled in the fourth inning. We are in the bottom of the sixth. Time running out for Fort Recovery. They trail only by 1-4-3. There's a call strike. 1-1 to the batter, Chloe Greasy. Chloe plays the shortstop position for Fort Recovery. She's the number 2 hitter in the order. Swing and a ball to the first baseman, unassisted, makes the out. Chloe Greasy grounds out to first baseman Zadra King. Two away. And that brings up Sophie Pearson. Sophie singled and scored in the first, popped up in the third inning, and a flight out to center in the fourth. So she is 1-for-2, 1-for-3 today for Sophie Pearson. Started at first base, came in to pitch in the fourth inning. Call strike. No balls, 2 strikes. So the new pitcher, Sidney Fackler, not having any issues right now. Lincoln View leading by 1. They beat Parkway by 1-6 in the sectional championship game. There's a bad pitch, but a foul. Somehow Sophie able to get her bat on the ball. Very low pitch. She was lucky to make contact with that. Again, Reds baseball coming up after the game here, so stay tuned for that. There's a smash, but foul down the third baseline. Just 1 extra base hit for the Indians today. That was a double by Jackie Holman to lead off the fifth inning, last inning. Otherwise, there's a ground ball through the infield between third and shortstop for a single. Sophie Pearson is on at first base. We have 11 hits on the day compared to only 6 for Lincoln View. That'll bring up Jackie Holman now. See if the Indians try to send Sophie Pearson, get her in scoring position here. 2 outs here in the inning. She does not go. And the pitch is...
Do they score?
I'm not sure what the count is here. I think it was a ball. Here comes the next pitch. Inside for a ball. I believe it's 2-0 to her. Bottom of the sixth inning. Ball 3. Sydney Fackler, the pitcher for Lincoln View. 3 balls and 2 strikes. There's a call, strike 3-1. Well, we'll take a base on balls here. Bring up Maddie Guggenbiller with two on. That's high for ball four, and we've got two on, and Maddie Guggenbiller coming to the plate with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Base on balls for Jackie Homan. This might be the chance for the Indians right here. This might be the big batter of the game for Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller is 1-for-2, 1-for-3 on the day.
Yeah, I don't care how long the game lasts.
Singled back in the first inning. Call strike.
What else? Kevin better clean up the press box, too.
She watched the first pitch go by last time, which was a strike two. One, no balls, one strike to Maddie Guggenbiller. Just takes one swing, Maddie. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the sixth inning, runners at first and second with two outs. Here's the pitch. Check swing, that's ball. Down at second base is Sophie Pearson, and Jackie Homan is down at first. Two balls, one strike. Let's see if Maddie goes after this pitch here. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. 3-1. Well, could we have bases loaded here? Ball four. What's Maddie thinking? It's a 3-1 count. She's got to come home. I'm going to swing and knock the heck out of it. Let's see. Pitch. Swing and a pop-up foul out of play. Didn't get a good connection on that one. That makes the count at 3-2. That would have probably been a call strike, I think. Maddie Guggenbiller, two outs, 3-2 count. Tie run is at second. Swing, and there's a drive to left center. It's going to fall in for a base hit. The game's going to be tied. And here comes, we got runners at second and third. A double for Maddie Guggenbiller. The game is tied at 4-4. Sophie Pearson comes home from second base. Jackie Homan advances to third, and Maddie Guggenbiller is standing down at second base with a double and another RBI. That's her second RBI of the game. And now 4-4 tie. Going to have a pinch runner for Maddie. Kayla Heitkamp goes out to run at second base. Two outs, runners at second and third. There's your lead run at third base. Here's Kenzie Garkey. Kenzie 2-for-3 today. There's a call strike. Of course, Kenzie faced the other pitcher, Taylor Post. First time she has seen Sydney Fackler here. She bats from the right side. There's a swing and one to the first baseman for the out. Well, the inning's over, but the Indians tie it up with a run here in the sixth inning. One run on a total of two base hits. There were no errors, and two runners were left on base. We are at the end of six, heading for the seventh inning. It's all tied up. Fort Recovery 4 and Lincoln View 4.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Once again, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway announcing earlier this afternoon that the qualifications tomorrow for the Indy 500 will start at 11 instead of 12 noon. Just for your information, we'll have the broadcast here on the radio at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Here we go to the seventh inning. Can Fort Recovery hang on? First pitch is a ball. Sophie Pearson on the mound in relief. This is her fourth inning of relief here in the ball game. Tie score 4-4. Indians led 2-0, then trailed 4-2, then came back to make it 4-3, and then 4-4. Two balls and no strikes to the batter here, and hitting now is Michaela Jackman, the leadoff batter. Pitch. And misses for a ball. It's three balls and no strikes. Come on, Sophie. The last thing you want to do here is to walk the leadoff hitter in a tie game in the seventh inning. Michaela's 1-for-3 today. She struck out twice. There's a call strike. Three balls and one strike. Pressure's on Sophie Pearson. She's got to get it across. Make her hit the ball, Sophie. Don't give her base. Don't give her the base here. Here's the pitch. Strike two. 3-2 now. Boy, it'd be great for Sophie to come back and get the strikeout here. Four tie game, championship game of the district tourney. Just misses for ball four. Wow, that was close. Little high. So Michaela Jackman goes down to first base, and that'll bring up, unfortunately, here we got the tough hitters coming up, and Ryan Ten is going to call time. Let's see what he's going to do. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquid, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, Coach Ryan Ten decides to go back to his starter. He's bringing Jackie Homan back in the game here in this seventh inning. Nobody out. Runner at first base. Here's the pitch. It's a call strike. Matty Guggenmiller came out of the catching position in a hurry. We're ready to throw in case the runner tried to make it down to second base. Michaela Jackman is the lead runner down there at first base with nobody out. That was a nice pitch by Jackie Homan. Next pitch, a bunt, and it goes foul. Sophie Pearson racing down from first base, saw the ball spinning towards the line. She took a chance, and it rolled foul.
That's a lawsuit.
No ball and two strikes to the batter here.
And you know what? I told him this other day.
Strikeout would be nice here, Jackie. Here comes the pitch. Outside for a ball.
I'm going to tell Brian to put that box of fish back in.
Jackie Homan had a very rough third inning, and she came out after that inning after she gave up four runs in the inning. Two of them were unearned, though, in her defense.
It's the owners.
There's a swing and a base hit through the left side of the infield. And that'll put runners at first and second with nobody out. Kendall Bollenbacher. Singles, moving the runner at first. Michaela Jackman down to second. Nobody out. That'll bring up Addison Stevens. Last time Jackie faced Addison, she singled against her. She is 1-for-3 on the day. And Coach Ryan Tin making the call to go back to his starter here in the seventh inning. There's a call strike.
He's responsible. Can you give me his phone number?
Jackie Homan on the mound for the Indians. Sophie Pearson's at first. Callie Wendell at second. Chloe Greasy at shortstop. Ella Shane at third. Macy Shinneberry in left. Kenzie Garkey in center. Emma Will in right. Maddie Guggenbiller behind the plate. And on the mound, Jackie Homan. There's a swing and a smash. Base hit down the line. That's going to score the lead run. That's going to score two runs. It's going to be 6-4 now. And going to third base with a triple. Down the line was Addison Stevens. What a crushing hit that was. A two-run triple by Addison Stevens. Scoring on the play from second base, Michaela Jackman, and from first base, Kendall Bollenbacher. Still nobody out. Runner at third base, and here is Taylor Post, the pitcher.
They should not have gone back to the starter. I would say that last pitcher change was a mistake. But.
Jackie Homan on the mound here. Lincoln View now leads by 2-6-4. Swing and a foul out of play. And Jackie Homan needs to find three outs real quick here. And even then, it may not be enough at this point with them leading by two runs. We'll see. That third run is down there at third base with nobody out. Strike two, no balls, two strikes. To the batter, Taylor Post. Here comes the next pitch from Jackie Homan. It's high for a ball. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting the Fort Recovery graduation. If you can't be there on Sunday, we'll have it for you on the radio at 2 o'clock at 100.9 on the FM dial, only on 100.9. 2 o'clock on Sunday. There's a swing, a ground ball. Callie Wendell makes the play, and they get her at first, but another run comes home. Taylor Post grounds out 4-3. First out of the inning. She gets another RBI. That's three for her in the game, as scoring on the play from third was Addison Stevens. And that will bring up Braxton Sherrick now. She is 0-3 today. There's a swing and a base hit through the infield. And, misplay by left fielder Macy Shinneberry, and that's going to allow the runner to go to second base. I'm going to go ahead and give her a single and an error on the left fielder, allowing the runner, Braxton Sherrick, to go to second base. Andy Webb comes in now. They haven't recorded an error yet on the board. I don't know. what it is in my book right now, anyway. Here comes the next pitch from Jackie Homan. Runner at second base with one out. There's a base hit to right center. Another run comes home. And the lead is now three. And the throw coming in allows the runner to go to second base. Single for Andy Webb. Give her an RBI.
Number eight,
coming home to score is Braxton Sherrick. And again, that error a moment ago allowed the runner to be in scoring position. And otherwise, she would not have scored there. Maybe a moot point anyway, with the Indians already down by two. Now they're down by three. No, they're down by four. Down by four, 8-4. Four runs have scored here in the inning. Here's a swing and another base hit down the left to left field, and another run's going to score. Zadra King getting a single, driving in Andy Webb on the play. Five runs home in the inning. And we're going to go back to Sophie Pearson. Tough inning for Jackie Homan. I know she's really disappointed. Five runs coming home in the inning. We'll return in a moment. Another pitching change. Sophie Pearson back on the mound.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Well, Sophie Pearson, the first pitch is grounded to Callie Wendell. Wendell tosses to first baseman Jackie Homan, and Grace Brickner is retired 4-3 for two outs. On the play, the runner, Zadra King, advances to third. Here's a swing and a foul back out of play. Five runs home in the inning here for the Lincoln View Lancers. Breaking open a 4-4 tie. It's now 9-4. And it looks like the dream of heading to the regional for Fort Recovery came up one inning short. There's another base hit to left field. In the gap, all the way to the fence, scoring another run. That's going to be a double. Here comes the throw in, got away. And they're going to maybe get her. Yes, they got her, trying to stretch it to a triple. So give her a double on the play. Driving in another run, coming home to score, was Zadra King. And then she is retired at third base, trying to stretch it to a triple. The throw did kind of get away from Fort Recovery there, but they were able to come back and make the play for the out. So six runs in the inning for Lincoln View. We'll be back with a final half inning right after this.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Well, here we go with the last gasp for Fort Recovery as stepping in to hit now is Ella Shane for Fort Recovery here in the bottom of the seventh. A sixth spot on the scoreboard for Lincoln View in the seventh puts them up 10-4 here. Here's a swing and a blast to right center field, way back there. And it's going to fall in for a base hit. It's a double for Ella Shane. Too bad the score is still not 4-4.
For the Indians tonight, our second baseman, number one, Callie Wendell.
Here's Callie Wendell stepping in. She's 0-2 today. The Indians have 12 hits, and so does Lincoln View, but the score is 10-4. Again, we'll be joining the Reds radio network as soon as we're done here. Inside for a ball. Callie Wendell, your batter. Nice sophomore for the Indians. Here's a call strike. Well, barring an amazing rally, this final score is not going to be indicative of this game. But unfortunately, for the Indians, the Lancers scoring six runs here in the seventh. Here's a pop-up. Lincoln View trying to flag it down. They can't get there. Like the Indians are going to end their year 14-9, a really nice tournament run. There's a ball. First time ever that Fort Recovery has won a district game, period. So first time they've played in a championship district game. And they'll have to wait till another time to win the district. I know I shouldn't be so negative, but we are trailing by 6, 10-4. Now batting. Chances of a comeback here are very remote. And we got time called. And a conference among the umpires, so we'll be back in a moment.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics, one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products. JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Well, they gave the base, the umpires gave the base to Callie Wendell, so she is down at first base. Either, not sure if it was hit by a pitch or what. So runners at first and second, runners going to third, and she is out at third. Ella Shane trying to go to third is pegged out by Grace Brichter, the catcher. That's the first out of the inning. Man, when you're trailing by six runs, why do that? But, hey, those things happen. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. There's a throw to first for the out there. Callie Wendell advancing over to third. So Emma Will is retired 5-3. For the second out, that'll bring up Chloe Greasy.
No, Will is coming up.
Oh, Emma Will coming up. That was Ava. Correction, that was Ava Greasy a moment ago who was retired 5-3. And now Emma Will coming to the plate. My error on that one. So Ava Greasy grounds out to the third baseman, Sydney Fackler. There's a call strike. Down to the last out. It's Emma Will. She's singled twice already today, so she could keep it going here. There's a base hit up the middle. That's going to score a run. Coming home to score is Callie Wendell. give Emma Will an RBI single. So she has three singles on the day, and that'll bring up Chloe Greasy with the runner, Emma Will, at first base. Swing, and that might be a base hit. Yes, it's over the head of the second base. No, it's caught. Right fielder came in and made the play. It was over the head of the second baseman, but the right fielder came in and made the play. And that does end the ball game for recovery, losing by a score of 10-5 here in this seventh inning. Scoring one run themselves, but Lincoln View scored six to give them a 10-5 victory over the Indians. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at Wapakoneta, the Fort Recovery Indians getting their runner-up trophy and runner-up medals.
Number seven, Macy Shinberry.
As Fort Recovery loses here by a score of 10-5. I've got 10 runs on 12 hits and 2 errors for Lincoln View. 5 runs, 14 hits, and 4 errors for the Indians. Yes, the Indians got 14 hits today. But did not win the ball game, losing 10-5. 2 runs in the first for Fort Recovery, 2 unearned runs, but they were 2 runs, make it a 2-0 Fort Recovery lead. Lincoln View came back, got 4 runs against Jackie Holman in the third, make it a 4-2 game. Indians came back to score a run in the sixth, or a run in the fifth, rather, to make it 4-3. Another run in the sixth to make it 4-4. But then Lincoln View got 6 runs in the top of the seventh inning to break open the game. And Fort Recovery only with 1 run in the seventh inning. And the final score again, 10-5. 10 runs, 12 hits for Lincoln View, 5 runs, 14 hits for the Indians. The Indian hits today, Emma Will had 3 singles in the ball game and an RBI. She also scored a run. Chloe Greasy ended up with a single. It was Sophie Pearson with 2 singles and scored 2 runs. Jackie Homan had a double and an RBI and scored a run. Maddie Guggenbiller with a single, a double, and had 2 RBIs. Kenzie Garkey with 2 singles in the contest. Ella Shane ended up with a single and a double and had an RBI. Callie Wendell had no hits in the contest but did score a run there in the seventh inning. Ava Greasy ended up with a single in the contest. And those were the hits for Fort Recovery tonight. Fort Recovery's record ends at 14-9 on the year. And Lincoln View, they move on to the regional. And their record improves to 22-4 on the season. Congratulations to the Lincoln View Lancers. But we gave them a good run for the money. Game was tied going into the seventh. That seventh inning was just a disaster, though, for Fort Recovery as Lincoln View able to score 6 runs in the inning. Congratulations to Fort Recovery on a really nice year. and played really well here at tournament time. Again, the first ever championship game and district tournament that Fort Recovery was able to play in. So stay tuned. Reds baseball coming up. The Reds up at Toronto tonight. For our fine sponsors, for Eric Catterly, our studio producer, and for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and Coach Ryan Ten, I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon from Wapakoneta.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.